and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions, the podcast series. Today, I'm going to be speaking with Jeff McPherson, Director of Client Services at Panorama Consulting Solutions, and we're going to be talking about the findings from Panorama's 2018 ERP report. Jeff, welcome to your debut on the podcast.
Well, thank you.
Before we get started with some of the findings from the report, can you just tell us, since this is your first time on the podcast, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what your role is at Panorama?
Yeah, I'm Jeff McPherson, Director of Client Services at Panorama. I've been here 5 years and really been around the space for about 20. Everything from a business analyst to a project PM, director of teams and project managers. So I've seen everything. I've got some projects and so definitely a lot of insight into what goes in and out of an implementation.
Well, sounds like you're the perfect person who's been assigned to this edition to tell us a bit about the 2018 report findings. So let's start with the first question for our listeners. Jeff, what kind of information can organizations glean from this report generally?
Yeah, I think for the report this year, we've got feedback from 237 organizations, and we can, there's different sizes of those organizations, and across multiple industries, and we can look at, not just looking at what they experience from an ERP implementation, but from CRM systems, HCM, but it really gives you a good insight of the issues that these companies are having, and it gives, if you're starting a project to start thinking about around scope, expectations. And what issues are the areas that you might want to think about prior to starting an implementation?
So I know from hosting this podcast before that we've done this kind of report synopsis in the past. Are the findings from this year's report in line with previous years? What do you think about that?
Some aspects, yes. Another aspect, there's been some changes in regards to we've seen a decrease in, what ERP, companies seeing as ERP implementations being successful. What we are seeing with clients is expectations are getting higher. I think, you've got another generation coming up and everything's on their cell phone and that's what they're expecting. So, there's that piece of it. We also saw a big shift last year in 2017 of the movement to SaaS in regards to the vendors are moving to SaaS, and that's obviously, companies are following that way into the SaaS model.
Tell us a bit more about the trend towards SaaS and why would an organization select it and more about it in general.
Yeah, what we're seeing with SaaS is it allows companies to get in cheaper into a product. They do have to start thinking about, when they look at the SaaS cost, look at it over a good 5 to 8 years. We do kind of see the difference between SaaS and on-prem. With SaaS is more expensive around 5-6 years when we do return on investment. So that's something to consider. With the larger organizations, they're a little slower to going into SaaS, but we are seeing them going to SaaS more of some of the fringe modules, around CRM, around HR, the little pieces where they kind of fill in the holes of where their main ERP may not be, have the right functionality they need. It's easy to spin up and add to the business systems that they have.
I'm speaking with Jeff McPherson, Director of Client Services at Panorama Consulting Solutions. We're diving deep into the findings from the 2018 ERP report that Panorama has compiled for us. We've got more with Jeff in just a moment.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm talking today with Jeff McPherson, Director of Client Services at Panorama Consulting Solutions. He's filling us in on the findings from Panorama's 2018 ERP report. So, Jeff, now that we're back from the break, let's move on to the fun stuff. What about organizational change management? Any interesting trends here?
Unfortunately, we did see a decrease of around 11% of companies doing organization change management. And for us, what we're seeing is, you know, technology gets more sophisticated. You know, organizations are looking at these implementations as more of a transformation. And there needs to be more organization change management because these projects' success really is around the culture and managing that culture and managing expectations. And we do see, you know, the projects that are successful is when organization change management is done correctly and employees all know their role and what is coming around the corner.
And what can you tell us about some other notable findings from the report? Anything you'd like to add?
We are seeing, you know, that companies are more taking their time to do business cases to see the ROI, you know, at the meeting those expectations. But we are seeing, you know, project timelines being exceeded. We are seeing, you know, around budgets being exceeded. And a lot of it is really organizations not taking that time and understanding the scope of what they have to do. You know, a lot of organizations haven't spent, you know, the last 10, 15 years, spent a lot of time improving their processes and improving their ERP systems. And they try to do it in a very short amount of time, say within a year, which is not a lot of time when you're going through a significant amount of change with processes and with a system. So one of the lessons learned from this, the report is if you're at the beginning of a project, is really understand the scope of what's going to take and really think through the time and effort it does take for individuals within your organization.
Jeff, where can our listeners find out more about the subject matter of today's podcast?
They can download it from the 2018 ERP report from Panorama's website.
All right. Thank you very much for being here with us, Jeff, today. We appreciate it a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
I've been speaking with Jeff McPherson, Director of Client Services at Panorama, and I want to thank you for joining us as we wrap up the discussion of Panorama's 2018 ERP report right here on ERP Strategies and Solutions. Remember, if you have questions about any of the information we've covered today, you can visit Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you next time.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series. Download white papers or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.